where is that podcast for the modern mom that wants to kick ass?
Wants to do it all.
Absolutely. And really just kind of find it in one place, those raw conversations, because I don't know about you, but I am never just one thing at a time. So I'm trying to balance being a mom and being an entrepreneur and being a wife and being a daughter to aging parents and a good friend and take care of my health. And it's kind of all going on at the same time.
There's so many women that are just entering this part of their life, like myself. Like, I'm a new mom. I'm starting my family. And this, they all tell you, your life is going to change when your baby comes, but you don't know it until that baby shows up and you're like, oh yeah, this really is changing. Yes. And all your priorities shift, and even the ideas of who you were completely changes. And I feel like this is a season where we're learning who we are all over again.
That was one thing that I was looking for too, was a community of women that, you know, didn't want to just talk about their kids. Because I love talking about my kids. Like, I can brag about my daughter all day. Like, and by the way, like, she started reading before 2 years. Like,
I know.
Before she was 2 years old, she was reading chapter books. That little girl.
I gotta get your tips.
Yeah. Like, I can brag about this kids all day. But at the same time, I want to talk about me. I want to talk about, you know, my own passion. Welcome to the Mother Honestly podcast. This is your host, Blessing Adesio, founder and CEO of Mother Honestly. On this show, we interview ambitious women that are thriving in and beyond motherhood. Expect honest and real conversations that will encourage and inspire you to take actions on your dreams.
Welcome to the Mother and Stronger podcast. It is our first ever minisode.
Yay!
Yay!
With us today, we have Blessing, CEO and founder of Mother Honestly, Nicole, COO of Mother Honestly, and your podcast manager, me, Kristen Buffo.
This is awesome, guys.
I'm so excited. I think that this has been like a dream for all of us.
I think so.
To do something like this.
Yeah, this has been a vision board thing. So I can't tell you how I bounced out of bed this morning. I was so excited to come do this.
Yeah,
this
I know I texted awesome. You. I was like, you know, maybe that soccer game is going to happen and I might not show up. And I literally didn't hear anything.
Well, in that moment, I was like, aww. And then like 3 minutes later, you're like, nope, problem solved. And I was like, yes. Like odd little dance in Starbucks that nobody but me understood. So.
No, I mean, I think that definitely this podcast is something that has been missing, because I listen to a lot of podcasts, and I feel like it's missing in terms of like, okay, you know, there's a lot of podcasts out there for like, you know, how to be successful, how to be the business, and, you know, how to, you know, breastfeed and homeschooling, which I love. I listen to all of those things, but I'm like, oh, where is that podcast for the modern mom that wants to kick ass?
Wants to do it all.
Absolutely. And really just kind of find it in one place, those raw conversations, because I don't know about you, but I am never just one thing at a time. So I'm trying to balance being a mom and being an entrepreneur and being a wife and being a daughter to aging parents and a good friend and take care of my health. And it's kind of all going on at the same time.
There's a lot of juggling.
It's a lot of juggling.
And that's the reason why we started Mother Honestly, right? Because a lot of people were seeking identity, you know, out of the pile of laundry, literally. Like, they were like, oh my god, who am I?
You know, days were all the same.
Yes, like I'm cleaning up, I'm doing dishes, and I'm doing laundry, you know, but what about me? Who's taking care of me? And that was one of the realizations. And when a lot of moms were like, oh yes, me too, it's like, okay, let's do this. Let's bring together women that want to, you know, level up. Right? Yeah. Level up in motherhood. Because, I mean, I love my kid. I mean, soccer game and all, but I also want to do something for me. I want to continue to thrive in my career, my business, and just be the best mom that I can be.
Oh, for sure. And so much of our lives is spent on social media, so we see these really great curated worlds. And don't get me wrong, I love the puppies and my fit inspiration folks on Instagram, and how would I get a party done without Pinterest? But
how did we get anything done before Pinterest?
Right?
I have no idea.
But to have the real conversations, because, and we can talk to all these entrepreneurs, and I've been an entrepreneur since I was 11. Let's talk about all the failures between 11 and 47, you know, that it isn't all those great curated moments that we see on social media, that there are a lot of steps forward, and there's just as many backwards. Both as a parent, I've had great moments. I have had bad mom moments. happens. And I think that sometimes we're like, oh my God, I'm the only mother that's this awful. So it's nice to have conversations that are really honest conversations.
Like,
more honestly. Exactly. Right? Well, so I rocked this, and let me tell you my hacks that got that me to this place. But oh, by the way, you're not alone in the I accidentally forgot this or that, or I left them in their diaper too long, or I totally did not show up to curriculum night.
That was me overnight. Yeah. 12 hours.
Like, we all have those moments and we like get really hard on ourselves. And
I think those are the kind of conversations we need to foster. And the resources are exactly the resources you're talking about is what we need to curate, right? Curate resources, not, you know, this nice, shiny, you know, hot husband and, you know, straight A kid and all of that, you know, on Instagram. And I look at myself, I'm like, oh my God, like, you know, we were struggling with math last night, you know.
I was lucky if I took a shower yesterday. Well, and I think there's so many women that are just entering this part of their life, like myself. Like, I'm a new mom. I'm starting my family. And this, they all tell you, your life is going to change when your baby comes. But you don't know it until that baby shows up. And you're like, oh, yeah, this really is changing. Yes. And all your priorities shift. And even the ideas of who you were completely changes. And I feel like this is a season where we're learning who we are all over again. Oh. So who we thought we were is totally different than who we are now.
And it evolves with as your children grow up and they become elementary school students or tweens. And for me, I'm at the opposite end. Mine are 16 and 22. It doesn't mean I stop mothering, though. Big kids, big problems. It's just different. And so who I am has evolved. And I actually hit a point recently where I realized that the role I was playing as a mom wasn't needed anymore. And like, there was just like this sinking feeling. I was like, I didn't feel like I was doing enough. I felt like I was a failure. I felt like I had no worth. I mean, we're talking like June. Like, this wasn't long ago.
Feeling disempowered.
Right. I felt totally like they didn't need me to drive them around anymore. All these excuses that I was making for not getting other things done because I had kids to drive and I had to volunteer for this and I had to be in the booster for that and I had to get involved in these things, and realizing I'm still their mom in a totally different way, which means I get to evolve again. I get to do more for myself.
And that's you know, one of the premise here at Mother Honestly, where we tell women to align their goals and their ambitions with their role as mother. And that role continues to change.
Oh, it evolves constantly.
And so, and the more reason then for us to continue to seek that alignment, for us to continue to seek that community of women that are like-minded, you know, that want to thrive in motherhood. I mean, obviously, you know, here June, and now we're in what? We're in September, and you already kind of, you know, you sought a community, and you now have, you know, an idea of how to really approach this.
Yeah,
and we're your tribe.
Yeah. And, you know, that's the great thing is that it happened through, and maybe it was all those years of being an entrepreneur and being like, something's going to shake out. And that's really always been my attitude. And the reality is, this came serendipitously, this opportunity. And it was just because I put it out there, right? That I wanted to do more. I wanted to do something. I literally said that to a friend that we have in common, someone that we'll be talking to in an upcoming episode. And it just connected, like, in that moment. And that's the other thing, is making sure that you're putting it out there. Like, Absolutely. Whatever it is.
Asking for more.
Whether it's I need help or it's I'm looking for opportunity, you can make it happen by putting it out there. And it really did. I was like, oh, my God. Like, that
happened right away.
It happened right away. And it was meaningful. And it was but instead of just sitting at home and being like, oh. Now what am I gonna do?
What am I gonna do? What's next?
Yeah.
So let's kind of go around the room. You know, I want us to really introduce ourselves to, you know, to the audience, right? So Kristen, I know that you kind of have, you know,
I have a mixed bag of background.
Yeah. So can you tell us, you know, who you are, what you do, how many kids, and you know what phase of motherhood are you in right now?
Absolutely. So, my name's Kristen, obviously, and my background, career-wise, has always been a little bit in marketing. I did a lot of product development. It was my dream job, working with health and beauty products, creating a line
exciting.
For Walmart, which was so much fun. And that eventually ventured me into automotive, and I spent a lot of time in the boys club for a while. And I got pregnant with my daughter for the first time. She is now 10 months old, little Penelope.
I love her.
She's such a cutie.
She's so cute, and she's so quiet.
Oh, I was blessed with an amazing baby, but I'm pregnant, and this next one, I have a feeling it's not going to be so easy on me.
I have heard that you only get lucky once.
That's so. What I hear. So, you know, I'm in a new season of my life. I'm a new mom, and I have lots of ideas and ambitions and things I want to do, and I want to be so much more than just a mother. I think for a while after my daughter was born, I was one of those people that got in the monotonous, you know, child vortex of ring around the rosy and baby bum and, you know, teething toys and what formula are you using? Are you not using formula? Are you breastfeeding? What are you doing? Goodness. You know, are you sleep training? Are you not sleep training? Are you co-sleeping?
Homemade baby food?
Yeah. So, and I needed an outlet. I needed mothers that were like me. I have lots of friends that have children too, but, you know, they're not necessarily seeking the same things I'm seeking, or they are seeking those things and their kids are a little bit older and they've got it figured out. And those are great women to come to, like Nicole and Blessing, who have these children that are a little bit older that I can kind of bounce off my ideas with and kind of be like, you know, help me.
Yeah, you wouldn't find help from me.
But, and that's kind of how I actually stumbled upon Mother Honestly. For the book club, I just was really excited to find a book club, and then it was centered around moms, and they're reading a book I already read, Girl Wash Your Face by Rachel Hollis. So I was like, it's serendipitous.
I love that woman.
I need to join this club, you know? And so I walked in for the book club, and I walked out with an entirely new mindset of what motherhood could be for me.
And that was one thing that I was looking for too, was a community of women that, you know, didn't want to just talk about their kids, because I love talking about my kids. Like, I can brag about my daughter all day. Like, and by the way, like, she started reading before 2 years. Like,
I know.
Before she was 2 years old, she was reading chapter books. That little
girl.
I gotta
get your tips.
Yeah. Like, I can brag about this kids all day, but at the same time, I want to talk about me. I want to talk about, you know, my own passion, my own things that, you know, keep me up at night, things that, you know, I'm excited about. And so, of course, that's the reason why we started Mother Honestly, was, you know, we just needed to get women to start talking more about themselves, their own accomplishments, things that energizes them.
Well, and it's so nice to have that, too, because I think we get so, everything's about our kids, and then after our kids, is our husband satisfied, you know, and it's, when do we take the time to focus on ourselves, you know? And just these different events and things we have going on is a great opportunity for me to say, okay, this moment is for me, this hour is for me, and I can spend it with like-minded women like myself, and I just feel so fulfilled from it. It's really been a blessing.
Yay.
Blessing.
Excited. Right? Okay, you guys need to stop. Blessing. So yeah, so this brings up a good point, because we were at Nicole's house 2 days ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of like a mom night in, and we ordered Mediterranean food and wine.
Lots of wine.
Oh, so exciting.
You all drank one for me.
Oh, my goodness. Yes,
and
we
ate
did.
The cake, too.
Birthday cake. It was my birthday.
But one of the conversations that came up then was also around fulfillment, you know, in motherhood. And, you know, because I love that there's so many resources out there for women in general, and there's so many resources out there for moms. But I think that what we found that was missing was coming together in a meaningful way and having meaningful discussions. And that night at your house, Nicole, was a testimony or a testament to the fact that women are craving this kind of conversations. Because we talked about so many things. We talked about the future of work, redefining success. We talked about negotiating. You know, how do you negotiate, you know, as a career woman, how do you negotiate your salary? You know, should you even negotiate your starting salary? Is that a thing? So Nicole, that brings me to you, like your career, your background, your experience. How has that been in the last, 20 plus years?
Wow, right. So I'm a Jane of all trades. So I spent 20 years in commercial real estate development. That is a family business. But I also spent time in the restaurant business. I spent time 5 years in high tech with power electronics. I have spent time in PR. I spent time as a stay-at-home mom. And the kind of common thread through all of that is that I have been an entrepreneur since I was 11. So even when I had big corporate jobs, I had what we kind of refer to as side hustles now. But when my first son was born and I was 24, so that was, you know, 22 years ago, people didn't understand. They're like, but you have a corporate job. Like, if it's not paying you enough, why are you doing this other thing? And the thing is that it didn't necessarily give me the passion and the drive. Like, the things that I did were things I was passionate about. I catered. I worked in the restaurant business. I designed jewelry. Those were things that were passions to me that I wasn't quite sure how to launch. And it was harder to launch. Small bit. There was no Etsy. There was no eBay. There was no.
Oh my goodness! I don't know what I.
There was no social media when I had my first son.
How do you get the word out?
Yeah. How did you learn? What happened? Who did you Google?
Exactly. There was no Google, so you know it was so different back then. A lot of it was word of mouth, all the kind of side hustles and stuff that I did. But it was those things that kind of fulfilled me, and I just didn't really know what that was back then. I was like, well, I do this corporate thing, but I kind of like doing this too. But I have this kid, so I can't give up the corporate job to like just do this side hustle thing. And my husband was in corporate too, so there was this, there wasn't the kind of flexibility there is today. So I love listening to this generation's moms who have kids who are just a few years old, who have all these opportunities to work in corporate, where so many more businesses are looking at flexible schedules. They're allowing telecommuting. They are allowing spreadable hours, where I can work 12 hours 3 days a week instead of trying to work. What? And those are all great things. And the side hustle has become kind of a, well, what do you mean you don't have a side hustle?
I think that's really, you know, that's, you know, we talk a lot about the future of work here at Mother Honestly for mothers in general, and how, you know, at this point, it's not even a side hustle anymore. It's, you know, micro entrepreneurial ventures.
Right.
Because that's where the future is you do these little things here and there.
Yeah. Well, and what I tell people is that forever we did things like farmers diversify their crops. They're growing corn and wheat, and they've got cattle, and they've got chickens. Because if one crop goes, at least you've got something else to rely on. We diversify our stock portfolios.
Correct.
Because if tech isn't going well, maybe this is. Maybe it's all in, like, pork futures or whatever. You can tell I don't do a lot of investment.
Well, and I think even the stay-at-home mom has changed. Yeah. I mean, I guess most people would consider me the stay-at-home mom, but I'm freelance marketing. I'm managing this podcast. Right.
She's doing an amazing job, by the way.
But I think we've been through enough recessions to learn that being able to diversify your career opportunities or the way you bring money into your home is a safe bet. Because my husband and I both lost our jobs at the same time in that 2008 crash in the real estate industry. We lost our jobs 3 months apart. And so, right. But I was glad that I had my side hustles going on. We were fortunate that we picked up new jobs pretty quickly. We had friends who were out 18, 24 months. And I will never again rely on what I was thankful I didn't have one thing going. You know, I had one job in real estate. That's what crashed. And I lost that. But I had my side hustles.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of what got us through. And so I think it's really important that we can be able to better weather the economy when I've got more than one thing going, especially when they're in really different. Like, I look at Warren Buffett. If you look at the companies he owns,
they're not just one thing.
They are real estate. They are Oriental Trading Company. They are Dairy Queen. They're Fry Boots. I mean, they're like
lots and lots of
really just not relatable things
at
all.
And that's what I feel like, you know, especially now, women are starting to see that. You know, maybe this is what's possible, because a lot of times, I mean, let's look at work in general, right? We've been conditioned to think that, you know, the one thing that you need to do is go to school, earn great grades, come out, find a great job, and stick to that job, and that's it. And oh, by the way, once you have a baby, just, you know, hopefully you married somebody that can bring in a little bit more cash than you, and you can just stay home.
Right.
Well, and so that is changing.
And I think that's the other thing, too. I feel like a lot of women, I know that I felt this way when I was pregnant with my daughter. A lot of people, well, the first thing that came out of their mouth was, are you going to come back? Are you going to come back?
No kidding.
And I was like, well, yeah. And I mean, I came back. Yeah, I did go back. I mean, I eventually parted ways to be the stay-at-home mom. But yeah,
that was your choice.
Yeah, it was my choice. But I felt like people were making the choice for me. Well, are you going to come back? And I feel like that's the death of women's careers. Like, you're a mom now. That's what you should be doing. You should be staying home and being a mom. And I never had any intention of staying home and being a mom. Situations worked out the way it was, and I'm blessed beyond belief to have an amazing husband who would, you know, looked at me and was like, you know, this is your time, you know.
This is not working.
Yes, so. You know, let's stay home with, you know, Penelope and live your dream. You know, I'm in the process of writing a cookbook. Being on a podcast is a dream of mine. So,
awesome.
You know, he's giving me the opportunity to live our dream. And I think a lot of times spouses don't get the credit.
And I think we talked about that in another episode where, you know, like the men, you know, that have made it possible for women to do the things that they need to do also deserve the credit.
Absolutely.
But I think one thing that you mentioned that really sparked something in me is, you know, we talked about, you know, Nicole that has, you know, she's like side hustling in chief, right?
And then chief hustler.
And then, you know, I have a career. I'm a chemical engineer by trade, and I have been working my entire life. And you know, you are now creating space for motherhood because I hate the word stay-at-home mom. I don't know who invented that word. I don't like it. I know it describes exactly what it means, but I just don't like it.
No.
But one thing I wanted to point out there is how inclusive this show is going to be is, you know, and that's the way, that's how we envision Mother Honestly, because we're not mom boss, you know, like boss mom, you know, girl boss, boss lady. No, we are an inclusive community for mothers that are looking to thrive in motherhood. And that's why you have to do it honestly. Do it in a way that aligns with you. So, for example, you have, you know, you're creating this space for motherhood, and you needed to make sure that it aligned with your vision as a couple, as a family. And you're
absolutely.
Like, you know what? This is maybe it's okay to take a break and just nurture my ambitions in a different way. And that is you creating success on your own terms. And I think that a lot of people, you know, they don't know how to do that.
They don't. Or they don't know how to, I think, figure out how to manifest it into their lives. Like, I think, and there is a bad stigma behind staying home. And I think there's a lot of women that feel like the minute they do stay home, then that's it. That's all they have. And they can be so much more.
Correct.
And it's true. And I have some women friends who have kids that are as old as my oldest. So he has now graduated from college. He's off to his first corporate job. So there, I've checked all the boxes. We've gotten him out of the house. I have like liftoff, you know, all on his own. But I look at those moms who chose to move out of their careers for the duration of having those kids, and they're looking back now and they're like, but I've been out of the market for 22 years.
Now what do I do?
Well, and that's, I wish they would
how
say,
how do you return to work?
And they're like, there's so much fear and trepidation. What am I even qualified for?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but you have a degree in communications from a Big Ten university. I think you're qualified for a lot of things. If you don't think, go make something. We are in an amazing time where the reality is that I don't have to do your thing. I can go do my thing.
I can create my own thing. And I think that also, you know, is a good point. If you've been out of the workforce for 20 years, okay, that is a problem. It doesn't matter whether you're a man or you're a woman. That is a huge problem. But I think that what mothers need to start doing is keeping a foot in the door. And you hear us talk a lot about that in this show, is how can you keep a foot in the door? Because you don't necessarily need to step all the way back. You know, this is not a stay home kind of thing. This is a, you know, how do you align? How do you make sure that you also have something going for you while you're creating space for motherhood? So, for example, in the case of Kristen here, she is, you know, creating space for motherhood, but she is, you know, managing the podcast from home, or she is, you know, writing this cookbook when the baby takes a nap. You know, I have a friend that stayed home for 13 years, and she, you know, went ahead and, you know, she created a wonderful, beautiful space in Warren, Michigan, which is so beautiful. But then, you know, you can see that she kept our ambitions alive. And I think that's the purpose of the show, is how do you keep your dreams alive? How do you keep your hopes, your aspirations? How do you keep those things burning even despite the fact that you have so many things going on as a mom? You have the laundry, you have the dishes, you have, you know, dinner to put on the table. How do you make sure that you also have something that you hold dear to you, that nourishes you, that keeps you on your toes? Because research, I mean, I'm an engineer, so you'll hear me talk a lot about research and statistics. But, you know, the statistics says that, you know, women are much more happier when they have, you know, a goal, when they have an ambition, when they have something that you're striving for, and when they take care of themselves, you know, ironically.
And I think we're such caregivers that that's just in our nature to, you know, want to take ownership of things and care for things. And I think it's important that we keep our brains trained and we keep, you know, making sure that we're not losing sight of ourselves and motherhood, and we're not losing our career. We might be taking a break or a moment, but we're still in it. We're still in the journals, you know, reading up on our industry, or like myself, I freelance marketing, you know. Tech is changing so much, so I need to keep ahead of it. Like, right. I need to know what's going on in my industry, so that if a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, when I'm ready to go back to work full time, I'm prepared.
Right.
Or not ready to go back to
work. Or not ready to go back, you know. Right.
Because, I mean, I feel like, you know, we are allowing, you know, you hear us talk about the Hood Boys Network here a lot. We're allowing, you know, the workplace that was designed by certain people, for certain people, to define who we are, to define our own success. It's because in the past, success used to be tied to money. Like, you know, you go to work and you get earned this paycheck. But now nobody cares. Like, you know, I can find ways to live, you know, under $2,000 a month. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I can find ways. And so for that reason, I am going to go out there and just, you know, do some micro entrepreneurial ventures and pull in the money that is required for that. So I think that more and more women are seeing, they are starting to realize that they can be more successful when they're happy. And I mean, when we look at the mental, you know, illness statistics and just see how work has been so toxic for some people that they have to, you know, go find help.
Right. And it's not necessarily the work, it's the structure. Right. Right? That really doesn't exist anymore. And we did talk about this at dinner, was that the economy is global. So even if you're in a corporate environment, if you do any kind of business outside this country, or at opposite ends of this country, maybe you work 9 to 5, but you're back on the phone at 8 o'clock at night because it's only 2 o'clock in the afternoon in Hawaii. Or maybe you're up at 4 a.m. to take a call from Europe. That the 9 to 5 mentality doesn't work anyway because the world has changed.
Oh, my goodness.
So I don't even think it's even women necessarily pushing about it. The world has changed. And absolutely. I think that this
even men,
structure.
I mean, you see a lot of men these days, they're like, you know what? I don't want to be here. I don't want to, you know, sit in this desk, but, you know, for 8 hours. Yeah.
And I think parenting roles overall have changed. When we look at the generation, I know that my husband is so much more involved in what the kids do than, like, what my dad was. I mean, there was always, husband would never suggest he was babysitting our children, where my dad would be like, you can't find someone else to babysit these kids. Like, they're your kids. That's not babysitting. That's parenting.
Babysitting, buddy.
Right. You know, but that would not be unusual for our fathers. You know, they worked 9 to 5. They came home. They were tired. Maybe they did the weekend, you know, baseball, go for a picnic thing. But really, Monday through Friday, at least in my household, yeah, that was my mom's job.
Well, I think the gender roles in general have morphed so much and evolved lately. And I think I know more women today that are the breadwinners of their family.
Absolutely.
And, you know, more men that are having to do pickup. You know, when I'm busy and I'm doing a marketing job or I'm busy with the podcast, my husband is to pick my daughter up. Like,
and there's no question.
Yeah, and it's not even a question. Yeah. Like, you know, I dropped her off, so you got to pick her up. We're a team. And I think some women, at least I know I did, when I became a wife and when I became a mother, at first we have this feeling of we have to do it all. Like, and then we have to almost train, you know, ourselves from what society has taught us to what real life is today.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's the premise of, you know, making sure that, you know, especially in this modern society, making sure that women understand what it takes to be a modern, ambitious woman. Because, you know, now you're not only taking care of the house, you're also trying to kind of put a foot in the door or work full time. In my case, I'm working full time. You know, Nicole has various hats that she's wearing. Same with you.
Yeah,
even though you're quote unquote staying home, you're still wearing multiple hats. And
absolutely.
So the more reason for women to be able to, you know, find a place or at least there should be a place, right, where they can get that information and that resources.
And I think talk about the things it takes to be a modern woman, also the things it doesn't take. And perfect example. So yesterday was my birthday. I was busy all day. Normally, I like to take myself to lunch, get maybe a massage or a manicure.
And I texted you like, I'm not available. Myself.
I was busy all day from like end to end. And I finally walked in the door at 5 o'clock. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to sit on this sofa that I rarely ever sit on with a book for like a half an hour. Like no one was home from their sports or their work yet. It was just me in the house. I'm like, I'm going to take 30 minutes to just read the last few chapters of this book. By the way, it was Girl, Wash Your Face. Oddly enough. And literally the entire time I sat on the sofa, I could hear three unmade beds from upstairs mocking me. And the guilt that I felt that I was sitting down for the first time all day, I'd been up since 6 o'clock in the morning, and these three beds, I could hear them.
Come make us.
Come make the
you
house is a mess.
You need to start charging your kids for making the beds.
The house is a mess. You haven't made the beds. I could just hear my head. The dishwasher needs to be unloaded. Mm-hmm. Like the guilt you feel over that 30 minutes.
Oh, all the time.
On my birthday. Like those are the more important things to talk about. The things that it doesn't. Like being a modern mother is not about making the bed.
No.
Yeah.
It is not. Put dinner on the table. Did it come from Jimmy John's? That's fine.
Are they alive?
Yeah.
Are they That's alive?
Fine. Are they clean? Are they fed? They got to their doctor's appointments. They have their shots. You're
rocking.
Awesome.
It.
Yeah.
Rocking.
Well, you got your stuff done at work. You've got mostly no food on your clothes. You're good. Like the things that takes to make it versus not. Like we have to start untraining ourselves that it is not about.
Oh, I used to be that mom. Oh my goodness. You know, like
clearly I still am.
Literally, yeah. You know, daddy. Slippers or daddy socks call me all the time in my sleep. And I'm like, I'm even in the shower. Does this happen to anyone? You're in the shower and I'm imagining my kids crying.
Oh, the silent the freaking
crying.
Oh cry.
My goodness. Yeah. I'm in the shower. That and literally the shower is the only place, right? Where I feel like I can be. Nobody's like, you know, trying
it's
to
silent.
grab my boobs. You know, it's just me.
Right.
And I am still freaking out. I'm
well,
like,
the baby could not even be home. And it's like, this, like, where is it coming from?
Well, before we went on air, we were having this discussion. My children are adults now. So they have male adult voices. I can be in the middle of a mall. I can hear the mommy. I will turn around and look for that child that clearly is not mine because mine have deep baritone voices and they don't call me mommy anymore. But we are just so trained.
Yeah. I think that culture and society and just sometimes maternal instinct too just kind of kick in and you're like, okay, everybody needs me. And and that, you know, also leads to, you know, the one of the last questions for this show right now is taking care of ourselves as mom. I feel like that is something that, especially in today's world, I love that everywhere I turn, I see people talk about self-care because it's so needed and it's so important.
It's a hot topic right
it's
now.
It's a hot topic. And it should be. Absolutely. Because women are not taking care of themselves enough. We're not investing in ourselves enough. You know, like, before, this is lots of examples here, but like, I might not be the only one or I'm the only one that literally purchased. I have no, like, problem purchasing X, Y, and Z dollar amount of clothes and shoes and things like that for my kids. But when it comes to spending a dollar on myself, I'm like, oh no. Oh, a dollar for my nails? Oh no. I can handle this chipped nails for a while.
And well, I can just give myself a manicure later.
Oh, I can just do it myself. You know, I can DIY this stuff.
Yeah, but let me buy Addie this like $50 Zara exactly. jacket.
Yeah. It clearly needs 5 Zara jackets to look good.
Yeah.
And so how do you ladies take care of yourselves?
I think for me, especially right now because I am suffering with hyperemesis and pregnancy. It's reminding myself.
So what is hyperemesis? Can you explain that?
Hyperemesis is severe morning sickness that can last well beyond the first trimester. Some women suffer it the whole time. I had it with my daughter. I was hoping, I was praying and crossing every finger and toe I had that I wouldn't get it this time. And it came up a little bit later than it did with my daughter, but I'm throwing up upwards to 12 times a day. I'm losing tons of weight, and it's literally a challenge to keep food down. So for me, self-care is more important than it ever
Absolutely.
Has been. And I have to remind myself, I have a load of laundry in the dryer. I have one sitting on my laundry room floor, and shamelessly, I'm going to tell you all, it's been there for a week. But I know, like, you know, I have to rest.
I have to let go.
Care.
So I went to Hong Kong and Taipei 2 weeks ago. that laundry is still sitting in my garage.
you're like it's still in my suitcase.
It's still in my suitcase. I had to go in there to, like, grab, you know, something that I needed this morning. I was like, okay. Yeah. My daughter was like, Mom, are we ever going to wash that? Oh, we will.
At some point. We'll get to it. And that's kind of what I'm in that season where I'm like, you know what? It'll get done when it gets done. Or I'm usually somebody who, anytime someone wants to help me with something, I'm quick to be like, oh, no. I got it. I can do it. Don't worry about it. And I'm really just taking this time now, and I'm relaxing, and I'm letting my body just kind of heal, because it's going through a lot right now. I mean, I'm growing a baby, and I'm suffering from this severe sickness, and, you know, I'm having to really just take the time for myself and accept the help from others, which is so hard for me. But God, I am loving it right now. And I think this is the first time where I've, like, I let go of control. And that is my thing right now, I think, for me with self-care, is just letting go of the control and taking the time for myself that my body needs.
I love that. That's amazing.
So mine's been an evolution, because I had little kids, and like you guys, you just don't seem to find the time. If the minute you get in the bathtub, somebody needs you, something's broken, something needs a diaper change, like you can't sit down and read a book, because that's the minute someone needs help with their math homework. Like, I did all of those years, and as I finally got older and more tired, I realized I really had to take care of myself. So for me, I tried having gym memberships, and the thing is I would make excuses why I didn't have time to get away to the gym. I'm gonna have to find a babysitter to come over to the house, or the kids have to go to the daycare at the gym, and they don't wanna do that. And so I finally just built a gym at the house.
That's amazing. And so
in our first house, I had it down in the basement, which amazingly, you can avoid your basement for days.
Oh, you pretend it doesn't exist.
Exactly.
That's a story right now.
So in this house, as it turns out, it was a 4-bedroom house. We only needed 3 bedrooms. And so that bedroom that's across the hall from my master bedroom is my gym. And that I can't avoid it. I've put all my sneakers in it. So there's like, I can't walk in and be like, oh, I just need sneakers. Oh, I probably should stay.
And you have to walk past it every day.
I have to walk past it. I have put things that matter in it.
Those should be calling your name while you're reading.
Yeah. And so for me, that has been a great source of a lot of self-care, was to just to work out every day. Is it a serious, like, there are days, there are months where I will commit to heavy weightlifting for an hour, get in great shape, feel awesome. And then there's just like months at an end, we're like, nope, 30-minute dance video, that's great, you know. But it's something, and it's a place where I can just like my head can just let go of all of it. And so that's a big part of it. And for me, I'm a bubble bath girl. And I will drain the water and refill it with more hot water and put in the body oil and put in the salt. Like, my husband's like, oh, good, more bath junk.
He's like,
someone should keep Lush in business, and clearly it's you. And but that's my thing. I will soak in a bath, I don't care what time of year it is, 4 to 5 times a week.
And that's amazing.
And I have a pile of magazines stacked next to it, and I take a big glass, you know, of cold water up with me, and I disappear for like 45 minutes at the end of the night, because I can. My kids are at that age where they put themselves to sleep. I don't have to wait until I have to put someone to bed.
I wish I could do that. I know.
But like I said, it's been an evolution. I didn't do that 10 years ago when they were, you know, 12 and 6. Mm-hmm. No, someone needed me for something.
I love that we have Nicole here, because I feel like she'll be reminding me to take bubble baths.
Yes. Yeah, and I do. And
she's reminding me that there will be time for that later.
Exactly.
There is, and the thing is, I always say,
there's
like,
a light at the end of the tunnel here, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Get the manicure.
Get the manicure.
Yes. But I taught both of them. You know, technology is great. Once my boys were about 4 or 5 years old each, I'm like, here's your iPad. We're going to the manicurist place. And they'd sit in their little stool and be well behaved. I'm like, because you cannot pour from an empty cup. I don't have energy if I do not recharge. And so sometimes that's a good night of sleep. Sometimes it is just a coffee and like 30 minutes of someone else doing my nails. Like
coffee and Target. I'm so basic.
Yeah, literally plain coffee. I don't even like cream.
Right. So. Yeah. But yeah, just that. My husband will be like, what took you so long? I thought you were just getting like lined paper. I'm like, just walked up and down the aisles.
Every aisle.
That's why I love grocery shopping.
Let's not talk about a Target run here. I feel like that would take like another episode.
But when my kids were little and my husband would stay home, I always grocery shopped on Sundays. I have a very...
You are so regimented with your schedule.
I feel like I need to hang out with you.
So here's the thing I found about regimented schedules. You can't always with little kids, but there are certain things I make sure I have time for. One of them is meal prep and food planning, which I have done since I've had children.
We need to talk more about this.
This is a huge hack to me, and it just helps me feel more centered and organized, because I'm also ADD, and so when things begin to look like chaos, I spin, and I need that organization. And it just, if you can plan meals and you can prep the food, I will tell you hours of your life will be saved and hundreds of dollars of not running out the last minute and be like, it's pizza tonight, guys, because there's something in the house. But he would watch the kids on Sundays. It was Sundays. He was home anyway. Everyone was sleeping, and I wanted to get up early and get to the grocery stores. I'd walk up and down every aisle. We don't have a cat. Cat food aisle's fine. Just to walk and look at things. Like, that was just my place to breathe and just let, like, my head wander and look at stuff and be like, oh, there's some day where I could make something with truffle oil again once kids aren't eating mac and cheese. But yeah. it evolves.
I can definitely make that basil pesto.
Someday, yeah. And they will love it.
And they will love it. They will finish every single one.
But it is different now. I'm in a different place. And I absolutely am selfish with my time, and they don't care. They're at a place in their lives where I'm there when they need me. It's much different when their children are teenagers and adults, and it comes. I swear it comes. And buy the handbag, get the manicure, take the bubble bath, because at the end of all of this, you're not going to be like, oh, I'm so glad I didn't do any of those things.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, choking on my water.
I just want to make sure she's not throwing up. That's pretty much.
These past 2 days have been fairly good. Yeah.
That's why I've been let us sit over there and I'll be right here.
I'll just keep drinking my water.
She'll be good.
I'll be okay.
No, self-care is a very important topic for me. Unfortunately, I think this week though, I literally decided to slack off. I don't know if that's self-care, but it is self-care for me. I slacked off completely. I'm like, you know what? I'm only going to do what really needs to get done. And whatever doesn't really need to get done, I am going to sleep in. So I have been getting 8 to 9 hours of sleep the last couple of days.
No 4 a.m. emails.
No 4 a.m. emails, thank God. So that has been really helpful for me. I think that's my self-care for now. But I'm going to get to the bubble bath. I'm going to get to the nails now that Nicole is...
we're all going on a manicure date, right?
Yeah, Nicole's taking us. Great.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Nicole has some really great spots.
Yeah, I have very strong feelings about self-care in general, and I push my husband, who works really hard. I push him on self-care. As adults, we excuse it in ourselves. We want to make sure our kids get plenty of rest. We want to make sure they aren't overscheduled. We get mad when they've got too much homework and we don't feel like they can really focus. And yet, as adults, I think we do it less all around. So I am a huge proponent of it. I am someone who suffered from depression. I did take medication for it. I had postpartum with both of my kids. And I have found that the more that I just
you've
take care of myself.
You've been through a lot.
What?
I said, you've been through a lot.
47, when you get through all those years and all that stuff. But right. And I'm open and honest with it because I have found that the more that I've taken care of myself, better nutrition, working out, getting enough sleep, the less those things bother me.
Wow. Well, and you're a better wife and mother and sister and friend because of it.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm a huge proponent. I would rather spend, the money on the workouts and the nails than
at the hospital.
Exactly.
That's the way I look at things as well. Right. Well, this has been an amazing. So I feel like this is our very first episode, and we rocked it.
Yeah.
Because I know women don't give themselves a lot of credit. So I'm here distributing all the credits to you guys. Thank you so much. This is amazing. So, Kristen, I know that you are like a podcast rock star. And yes. So you're going to be taking this and bundling it up for us and making sure it's all kosher.
Absolutely.
So thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm so excited to be a part of the team. And, I love to listen to podcasts. So to be a part of one and kind of run it is like huge for me. So.
Awesome. And Nicole is like going to be our... She's going to keep us in check with all that experience. And
yeah, well, make sure you guys are checking less boxes. That's my goal, is to make sure we're checking just the necessary
boxes. I joke that. I was telling my husband, I was like, Nicole is literally, I'm going to be like the brain, and Nicole is like the engine that like literally runs everything
here. Teamwork makes the dream work.
And she's been
kicking ass.
And she should have the 30,000 foot view of what's going on, and I will make sure that we are checking all those boxes.
All the boxes. Awesome. Thank you so much, ladies. Thank you so much. I feel like we're on to something big here. I'm excited about this powerful movement. I'm excited about the amazing moms that are part of this community, part of this, listening to this show right now. I think that this is all for them. This is all for every woman that always wanted to be so much more than what they think they are. And they want other people to know that they are smart, they're ambitious, they're beautiful, they're sexy, they have everything that it takes to be exceptional. So
they're
this
not
is for
alone.
Them. Yes. That's right. Yes.
Yeah, this I is think we're on to something big.
Yes.
Awesome.
All right. All right. Wonderful, wonderful. Let's go out and enjoy the sunshine.
Absolutely.
While it's still here. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you, Mama, for joining us on the Mother Honestly podcast. I am your show manager, Kristen Baffo, asking that you please rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast. And for more resources, visit us at motherhonestly.com or follow us on Facebook and Instagram.